So beauty is a spark of Krishna, but it causes us to forget Krishna. So what is the solution? Yes, I gave in London, I gave a whole class, I think 3-part class on spiritual perspectives on material beauty. I'll explain these 3 points over here very quickly. First is that everything attractive comes from Krishna, but everything attractive doesn't take us to Krishna. So there is things in goodness, there are things in passion, there are things in ignorance. So we have been given the intelligence to discriminate. So if for some people, for alcoholics, alcohol is an intoxicating taste. But that taste is also a spark of Krishna, but that is not going to take them towards Krishna. So we have to use our intelligence to discern which what is going to take me towards Krishna, what is not going to take me towards Krishna. And then we have to minimize our exposure. There is unavoidable exposure which we will all have because we can't live in the world with closed eyes. But there is also exposure that is sought out. See, when there is exposure that is unavoidable, over a period of time, initially there may be little agitation. But over a period of time, we just get used to it. That it is, okay, this is the way it is. And maybe for some time there is some agitation, but afterwards this mind gets used to it. But the real problem is not just the perception. The real problem is the imagination. After we perceive something, we imagine something based on that. And when that imagination happens, that is where the agitation comes. So perception doesn't usually cause agitation. It is imagination that causes agitation. And if you can avoid that imagination, dhyayato vishayan pumsa Krishna, that is when we contemplate. And contemplation means essentially imagine. So if you avoid the imagination, then the agitation can be substantially decreased. So, if firstly we avoid unnecessary exposure, it's not that we have to run away from necessary exposure. Just living in the world, we have to expose ourselves to something. But we can minimize our exposure as much as possible and avoid imagination based on exposure. And most importantly, this is all in the form of regulative, but in the form of positive, we all need to find out some things that stimulate us spiritually. In the Bhakti Sama Sindhu, the word is used Uddipan. Uddipan means spiritual stimulus. And we need to keep this spiritual stimulus very readily accessible for us. So for example, some of us may like Darshan. So not just the Darshan of Krishna, but maybe a particular Darshan might find very attractive. So keep that very readily accessible. So when the mind gets agitated, have it in your phone and just see that Darshan. Or some of us may be more verbal in our intelligence. So we may like to remember some quotes, some verses. Keep that really accessible. One of us maybe have more musical. So some Hare Krishna dhun, some bhajan, some kirtan. So we hear that. And that gives us, that connects us with Krishna. That directs our thoughts spiritually towards Krishna. So we have to find out individually by our experience of bhakti, what is it that will direct our thoughts towards Krishna. And keep that really accessible to us. So whenever we find some exposure to some objects which trigger us, materially, then we immediately check that exposure, and to avoid the imagination going in that direction, we redirect our imagination towards Krishna. We focus on trying to connect ourselves to Krishna, expose ourselves to Krishna. And through not just Krishna generically, but specifically in terms of some stimulus which connects us quickly with Krishna. And by that, we will move towards Krishna. Okay. So thank you very much.